This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here, continuing a tradition. Been on the radio for 23 or 24 years. I've been doing this for 15 years. Richie, how long have I been doing this?
Oh, longer than that, sir. This show?
Longer than that, yeah.
I've been with you for 21, so.
I've been that long. Okay, well, at any rate, we have some broadcast experts here. Victoria Keelan from the DJV show is here, along with Joe Crummy, who has been a laudable broadcaster for most of his 79 years. He's done a fine job of being an expert on, what is the old expression? I'm an expert at nothing, but I have plenty to say. And he does, as a broadcaster, a radio professional. He does a podcast every single day, 7 days a week. Somebody has to do it.
And so, as you informed.
As he is, he's evil, and his evil thoughts is available at iTunes or wherever good records are sold. wherever you find your podcast, there you go.
It's available lots of different yes, platforms. It's everywhere.
Yes, it is. Platforms, including the 810 to Tulsa. You'll find it on the platform right there. Meanwhile, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Did we decide last week we were starting at the top of this list, Richie?
We did. I think it's much better because that way we actually spend some quality time on the top.
Quality time.
Oh, no, we're doing it backwards?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We're starting with number one first?
Yes, we're starting with number one.
Okay.
Well,
I thought, what about all the build-up? I mean, with the build-up and the excitement to who's number
Richie's
one.
Got
we end up spending 7 minutes on topic number 10 and 60 seconds
like
on
choosing,
topic number one.
So. No, that's like choosing Miss America at the beginning of the show, then
that's
going down
I'm
to the
fine with that. I got no problem with that.
Didn't Miss America get what was there were some beauty pageants this week?
Miss USA.
Yeah,
not
USA.
Part of
Miss USA.
That's the one like without the talent.
Well, which one did Trump used to own?
Miss USA. The ones Miss without USA. The talent is the one he had.
Look at that. See how gleeful. Whenever there's a shot to be taken at Trump.
No, that's a shot at Miss USA. That's not a shot
Victoria
at Trump.
Is. Yeah, okay.
Miss America, they're the ones that have the talent portion, and they're usually dancers, or they play the cello or something. But the Miss USA, they just...
No, no.
Yeah.
That's Showtime at the Apollo, where they do all the
right
stuff. Now, have you seen that show? See, watch that show. Check it out. It is a good performance. I find it entertaining. Maybe it's because Steve Harvey is the host, and it's just not like the dance shows and The Voice and America's Got Talent or whatever it is. America's
number Island. One.
Number one this week.
I was just going to say that, you know, we're still not talking about number one.
Okay, all right. Calm down. Let's calm down, everybody.
It was amazing.
North Korea and the summit. What a shocker this has been to look at the letter Donald Trump sent to Kim Jong-un. I didn't realize Kim Jong-un could speak English, but apparently he can because the letter went to him in English. Canceling the summit because he said bad things about Mr. Pompeo and the vice president. So you're a bunch of no-good so-and-so, so we're not going to come meet with you. And understanding the motivation behind Kim Jong-un.
Behind Kim Jong-un, I agree with Trump 100%. If you're about to go into a business dealing with somebody, and then you find out that they're talking smack about you behind your back, and you have the upper hand in this business dealing, and they need you, I would do the same thing.
But you know, the other
Trump
thing
is just...
Well, the other part of this that didn't really seem to get reported is that the last meeting that our security officials were supposed to have with their security officials ahead of this June 12th meeting, the North Koreans stood us up. Our people were waiting there for, I think it was 2 hours or something, and they just stood us up. So really, they were already up to shenanigans.
So did Trump bait him into canceling? Was that it? People were saying Trump was baited into canceling
by Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
To give an excuse or to separate us from our Asian allies.
Remember what we talked about this week on the show, and Jennifer laid it out perfectly the other day on the DJV show.
Jennifer on the DJV show, yes.
Is that now North Korea is in a different circumstance had they not agreed to these talks in the first place. Because what this does now is this, we've pretty much said, you want to do talks, you've shown interest in talks, we will give you talks. But if you don't follow through with the talks, now we have another road to go down. And North Korea and Kim Jong-un has to understand that if these talks don't happen, it's a whole different ballgame than it was 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not a good
one. But how so, though? In what way do you mean? Because you could say this is all going to go back to pre-tweeting at each other, where this all started.
Because they had talked about regime change. And the United States and John Bolton and everybody's been on TV saying, you know, what do you think the play is with North Korea? Regime change. And that puts Kim Jong-un not in a good position, either in a jail cell or in a box. And I think he understands that if he toys with us on this...
But wouldn't that have been more incentive for him to actually have the meeting then?
I think it would.
He's going to have the meeting. He's going to have the meeting.
It'll happen sooner.
I don't even think... Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to happen.
I think it's the art of the deal.
That's exactly what it is.
It's the art of
saying, I'm the one with the leverage here, and
I got all the power.
I'm going to restate this right now.
You will sit down in that corner. You will shut up.
Now, I understand that the North Koreans have been very. This is what I heard, that after they got the notice that the thing had been canceled, they were being very conciliatory because they realized that Trump had said no on this. They need this deal. They want this deal. Trump has the leverage. He knows it, and he's not afraid to use it. So look for the next couple of weeks or so. It'll be back on. But I think it's a good sign, because it shows everybody's taking it seriously.
Right. All right, so there it is, the number one story, and the end of our talk radio review. There it is,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Is this anticlimactic now? Now it's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, but now we spent 6 or 7 minutes on the number one story instead of...
Yeah, right. But it's...
Now do we start at number 10?
Let me ask you, would you make love to your wife like that, Rich?
No comment.
No, seriously. I'm just saying. Okay. Let's just get to the point. At least it's done now, baby.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll just move on. 13 after the hour. This is Memorial Day weekend.
I said
things to remember on Memorial Day. The Pentagon budget. There are all kinds of things. If you look at the top 10 this week, there are always references to what's going on. And the management senses to how our government's being run. I think one of the atrocious things this week, the combination of Memorial Day and all the things and people, more importantly, we have to remember on Memorial Day, military heroes that gave up all of their tomorrows so that we could have our tomorrows. In most circumstances, that's true, although you can argue, and I do, about the realities of modern-day wars, how they're started. I've done a lot of speculation and posted some things that were pretty unpopular at Facebook.com/DJV Show and on my own personal Facebook page about wars and why we have them. But that doesn't take away from the people who have given the ultimate sacrifice, no matter where they've been called upon to do it. So we don't discuss, you can if you want, but I don't discuss the negative side of this and the reasons why we ought not to have as many dead soldiers as we do, but the fact that we do and we pay tribute or acknowledge their service is something that Memorial Day is all about. It's not about a hot dog. It's not about a hamburger. It's not about any of those things. It's not about the grill and the barbecue. It's about these people who have given their lives, something to think about. And with that in mind, the promotion that has come from MyPillow this week, which is really kind of good. I like this American company. 1,500 people in Minnesota make these pillows. Fabulous. It's a fabulous product. So for this Memorial Day weekend, when you go online to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. If you are a member at the present time or you have in the past been a serviceman or a servicewoman in service to the country, this is a promotion you won't get by going into a store. You have to go online to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Normally, you get 50% off of everything in the catalog. When you go to MyPillow.com, you can see all the things they have, mattresses and pillows, pillowcases, sheets, all kinds of things that are pillow-related or rest-related. And they're normally, with our code, 50% off. An extra 30% taken off if you are in service or have been in service. So that's the Memorial Day deal for a great American company. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
Hey, what's going on? What are you
doing? Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, 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 please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day Savings for great deals to update your home inside and out. Refresh your walls or renew your deck with $10 to $40 off select paint, primer, and stains. And if you've been craving new appliances, get up to 40% off appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 5/30 and via rebate. Appliance offer valid through 6/6. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Kohl's Memorial Day weekend sale. Take an extra $10 off when you spend $25 or more. Get swimwear for the family starting at $15.99. Flip-flops, just $9.99. Beach towels, $14.99. And this weekend, you'll get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Thursday through Monday, only at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid May 24th through 28th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Excuse me.
Number nine.
18, where are we? Oh, we're going to go back. Well, we're going to go back. I have to, okay. So when I chuckle coming back, there are conversations that goes on while you're listening to those fabulous commercials that we're playing. There is conversation often among us. Rich McFadden is here and Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy talking about one of the aspects of these stories that we have in the world of talk radio are the people who are delivering the conversations. And sometimes there are, because we all know, this is a very small business. I've said, Joe, on many occasions when I was doing some kind of public appearance that had to do with the business that we're in, that there are only really 200 good jobs, maybe, in this country, in the world of news talk radio. And there's always somebody standing up waiting for that next chair to be emptied. So we know each other. Some of us, you know, we all get along, I think, pretty well. Like, some of us like each other. It's the same in any business. But when you talk about other people who are doing this for a living and their reputation, you were talking about Laura Ingraham. I'm more interested, it's very interesting what came out this week as to the president's relationship with Sean Hannity. Apparently, they talk on the phone every day, sometimes a couple of times a day. He's one of the nine people that can call into the switchboard and get directly to the president without going through any screeners.
So what'd you have for lunch?
I tuna sandwich. What'd you have, Rich?
Mr. President, what are you going to do for dinner?
It's not that interesting in the sense that I was reading one of Hannity's close friends that he's grown up with and is still friendly with, was interviewed, I think, or gave a quote to the New Yorker or something like that early this week. And he said that it's really not surprising on a lot of levels because he grew up with Sean. He knows Sean, you know, definitely has stars in his eyes, that he is someone who can call the president of the United States, and that, you know, that he and Trump grew up in Queens, but in very separate, different areas, that they never would have crossed paths in their life, in their lives until this. So it's kind of an interesting psychological background of the two of them.
Yeah, it's kind of, you can understand, if you understand the two of them, why there's an effect there for sure. 21 at the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Time now for a continuation of the conversation about what's hot in the News Talk Radio world. The research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find that at talkers.com. A complete list of all the stories and the people that is gleaned every week from their studying the News Talk Radio stations. There are 1,184 News Talk Radio stations in our country. Largest format, most popular, most listened to. The conversation about what the issues of the day are, and lots of conversation about a lot of different things. It doesn't have to be politics. It's just nice to have a place to vent. It is sometimes Vox Populi used to refer to the speaking of one's mind on a radio program. Also, in this day and age, I think Richie and Joe and Victoria, it's almost like the bottle, the neck of the bottle gets smaller and smaller. People feel more frustrated because they don't seem to be able to get through to the people who are the public counselors, if you will, legislators and bureaucrats and stuff. And so this is the way of kind of taking the lid off the bottle, letting people go and express themselves, and thus the countdown with a review of the things that are important this week. Number two and number three kind of go together. Or, well, I don't know, the Russian investigation seems to have taken a turn. It looks to me like Mueller is, going to hit the road after $140 million worth of doing nothing. Am I reading into that or not? What do you think?
Well, I was just saying one and three, I think, are connected. You've got North Korea and U.S.-China relations.
Yeah, that, they are. Right.
Right. That's what I was thinking. I didn't mean to.
Right. No, it's okay.
Do you feel like Mueller proved or disproved anything? Is it valuable in that we don't have any charges related to collusion? But he did try other things that other people did, you know, tax evasion, stuff like that.
I think it's interesting that it's been going on for a year, and, you know, and I thought when it all started, everybody was breathless, like, oh, tick, 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 you know, that we've got Trump somehow, you know, in bed with Vlad Putin, and we're going to get him, and we got him, and it's just below the surface, and all we need to do is get a special counsel in there, and he's dead meat. Well, here it is, well, not well over a year, but we passed the year mark, I think, last week, and there's not one conviction for treason, there's none of it, and I think it's getting a little weird now. It's
waste of money. Waste your money and time. Victoria, you want to weigh in?
Well, I mean, I'm not for wasting money. We did this, you know, the Republicans did this to Clinton, and that was, what, $100 million to find out that he ended up with his intern?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's
exactly.
The
same thing.
Same thing.
Right.
It's
same
ridiculous.
Thing. Big waste of money. All right. So China relations, Joe alluded to that as the number three item this week on the countdown, our relationship. The thing, my only comment about this is that we don't necessarily always, in the economic sense, economists will look at this relationship and say, wait a minute, this is mutually beneficial for all. Why is either side screwing with it? Why does Trump want to increase tariffs on Chinese products? Why do the Chinese want to screw us in any number of ways? When you consider that China would have no money if it wasn't for Americans buying their stuff, and we would have no money to run our government if we couldn't borrow back our money from the Chinese to run the government. So what are we screwing with each other for?
He doesn't. He's just trying to negotiate a better deal. And he started it with Canada this week as well. Mm-hmm. He's like, Canada's got it's unfair what they get versus what we get. It's unfair, and we're not going to have it anymore.
Well,
all he's doing, all of this, all of North Korea, the
Iran deal, same thing.
Yeah, it's all the art of the deal.
EU, same thing.
That book,
NATO,
by the way, if those of you don't remember Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, that's a reference here.
That he didn't even write, which...
who wrote it? Amarillo? Who wrote the book?
Omarosa?
Omarosa. She didn't write it. No.
So
you couldn't sit down long enough to write a book. Come on, we all can agree on that. You know,
here's
the attention span.
Rub on this in terms of the Canadian situation. As a family farmer and a dairy farmer, I know we're getting screwed 35 ways from Sunday by the dairy industry in Canada. And Trump was right. It was one of the first things he said when he became president. Unfortunately, he's let farmers down a lot of other ways, but that's something that needs to be focused on, where all the cheap milk is coming from. It's mostly from Canada. 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, the VW Golf GTI has just been named one of the world's most iconic cars in history. The Golf was first sold in 1974, now in its seventh generation. One of the most popular VW Golf vehicles is the GTI. Under the hood, a powerful 2-litre 4-cylinder turbo engine. With GTI branded parts and logos on the outside, the Golf GTI is unmistakable when you see it. On the inside, the driving enthusiast has the option of paddle shifters and a well-designed multifunctional steering wheel. To see the GTI, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect seater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee says there's no evidence to support allegations that the FBI spied on the Trump presidential campaign. After a bipartisan classified intelligence briefing, California Democrat Adam Schiff said there's also no evidence to support claims that any law enforcement agency failed to follow appropriate procedures. The top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell was asked if he learned anything new at the briefing.
Nothing particularly surprising, but again, it was classified.
He was speaking on Fox News. President Trump may have pulled out of the summit with Kim Jong-un, but he sends this message to North Korea.
We are more ready than we have ever been before.
And reports from North Korea are that Kim Jong-un is still willing to meet with President Trump. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
In my yard, I'm a grill master.
But weeds have invaded this backyard barbecue kingdom. With Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, you can thicken your lawn and kill over 50 pesky weeds guaranteed. Because Scott's Weed Grip technology is twice as effective on dandelions and clover as it used to be. So you can defeat invaders and green up your grass.
It's my secret recipe for a great-looking lawn.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The world of greatness here, the charts for the week of May 21st to the 25th, as reported by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Lots of innovative things going on there in the world of news talk, an incubator for ideas, a new host, that sort of thing. We are here in our full stead. It's Victoria Keelan from the DJV show, Joe Crummy, who produces Evil Thoughts, a daily podcast that you can find everywhere. If you jump on the back of a bus, you'll hear it on the loudspeaker in the bus. Richard McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Yeah, it's big
really
in bathrooms.
Really popular in bathrooms.
Yeah, very popular in bathrooms. Okay, so we've gone through, we've turned over a new leaf here. Richie got frustrated because I was spending too much time on the low end of the list. So we start at the top and work down. Number one, the North Korean summit cancellation. Number two, the investigation into Mr. Trump's relationship with whomever in Russia. Sounds like it ought to be an episode in The Americans, a TV show that actually is quite good. A lot of people don't see it because it's on FX, but it's an interesting story, actually. China relationship, number three. Number four, the nuclear deal in Iran. I think that deserves no time whatsoever. You guys can argue with me if you want. I think it's a... Talking about that, and those, I mean, there's nothing new there. What's new?
It's not hot right now, so, I mean, it's... But it's
all right, so here's what is hot. Number five is the new American anthem, the anthem policy from Goodell, and the back talk about it, the NFL protest policy, and whether you're going to be allowed on the field. What happens if you do take a knee instead of stay off the field, if you don't want to stand for the anthem? Is this much to do about nothing, or is there something to this?
I think this is just appeasing Mike Pence and Trump, and that's it. This is Goodell's attempt to get some ratings back, and I don't think it's going to make a difference at all.
It's appeasing the consumer that was not watching their football games.
There were not that many people boycotting the NFL.
Sure
there weren't. No, there really weren't. The ratings are down for a lot of different reasons, and it's not
just
because of a boycott.
Come watch my Facebook feed. Well, I'm sure mine's a little different than yours.
Well, what is I'm just saying say? That because so many
mine's
people
mine's like, you know what? I don't need to watch these overpaid sissies. If you want your platform, your soapbox, great. Do it when I'm not watching the TV on your own Twitter feed. When I tune in for a game, and this is what a lot of people thought, when I tune in for a game, I want to see the game. I don't want to see a political statement. I want to watch football.
Right, well, so people skip the beginning of the games and then still watch the games.
Award shows as well, the Oscars and the Grammys and all these other shows.
I haven't watched one of those in years.
I don't want to listen to you tell me about your political point of view. Shut up.
But, Rich, you wouldn't watch that anyway, because most men don't. They're boring. The women watch them to see the fashions.
Yeah, I mean, I used to watch, but no.
I watch them because I want to see the stars. And feel like I'm interacting with them, but I don't
want to listen
to them.
I walked out of a Stevie Wonder concert last year at the Jazz Festival because I figured, okay, he's going to go on for this for a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. After 11 minutes of him just sitting there just talking about Trump, I was like, all right, time for some jambalaya. Let's go.
Yep. See you later. It'd turn me off. Even if I didn't like Trump, it would turn me off. Not there for that. See you later.
Play the hit,
you know
baby.
What I don't understand is when people say it, and I was just reading an editorial in the Washington Post about it this morning. They were, you know, all for taking a knee and all that stuff, but they were saying it's your First Amendment right. And I was thinking that's not your First Amendment right. You are an employee of a football team, and they could tell you to go out there in a tutu if that's what they want.
Yeah, but the thing is, there was no rule though. They weren't violating any rule. There
right.
Was
well,
no rule.
I get there that. Now. But now
the
but
NBA
there is
had a
now.
Rule. Yeah.
Right,
well,
There is now, and it's not your First Amendment right. That is only a restriction on the United States government to tell you what you can say and what you can't say. The football teams have every right to make those decisions.
Yeah,
I don't think
you're
it's going to solve much.
Sign the contract, do what they tell you, don't like it, get out. Yeah. See you later. Okay, number six. This gives people the willies when you get to the root of the Morgan Freeman allegations. He's 80 years old and... He's chasing around these girls. Here's one of the eight women has charged him with being inappropriate, says he kept trying to lift up my skirt. So what's that going to do for his, is he done with his career anyway? I liked him. I pretty much like him whatever he's in, usually. Yeah. Oh, he's the producer and the creator of Madam Secretary. That was his idea to do that show. And so he's all over that. I wonder if there's a problem there, you wonder. He said, I apologize to anyone who felt uncomfortable or disrespected. That was never my intent. Really? Why were you lifting up her skirt? What were you looking for?
Well, Victoria, I'll ask you. Is there a difference between a flirt and a felon? Like a Harvey Weinstein that's being accused of rape. Somebody who just is flirtatious and maybe a little out of bounds?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, Rich and I were talking about the video footage of the reporter who covered all of Morgan Freeman's press junkets, and she knew him, she had a rapport with him, and she was certainly not saying, Mr. Freeman, this is inappropriate. She was egging him on, she was blushing, she was flirting back with him, she told him she was single, and then he said, oh, I'm single too. And it just, the age difference was creepy, but in that video footage that they're claiming is this, you know, smoking gun against him, I didn't see anything there, and I would be the first one to say, like, yeah, that guy's totally inappropriate,
yes, you would.
He's totally doing something wrong. Now, other stories of people who worked with Morgan Freeman for years, they all said that all the women in the office were uncomfortable when he came in. He would stare at the women. He got very close in their personal space. Now, all that stuff, yeah, I'm not okay with that. But is there something illegal about that? No.
Nah.
It's inappropriate. But again, this is men using their power. They all were too afraid to say something because it's Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. All right. Meanwhile, on the other side of the coin, time's up for Harvey. He's turning himself in to the police for his sex crimes, so we'll see him later.
He's going to be picking a dance partner later this week.
See you later, alligator. So number seven, the case against Sterling Brown, not the TV guy Sterling K. Brown, but the basketball player. This is very interesting. The police tased him.
Don't tase me, bro.
Say right. Yeah, right. Don't tase. Where you got that audio, Richie? Someplace still?
Don't tase me, bro. I think I did. Let me see.
Well, we had that. This goes back. Heavens, how many years does that go back?
Oh my God, decade. Five anyway. Now,
right? Yeah. All right. Do you know the story behind the story with this, Joe?
I forgot. I remember the audio. Don't tase me, bro.
Philadelphia. It was Philadelphia, wasn't it, Richie?
Cleveland, it looks like.
Was it
I remember the story.
I didn't do anything! And don't take me, bro! Don't take me! I didn't do it, bro!
Still funny.
I don't know.
Still funny.
I don't know.
Still funny.
What were the circumstances? I remember the story. I remember the audio, and I know it was a number of years ago already. What was the...
I keep... I confuse that one with that woman, the mother of one of the players... Who said, don't mess with me. Do you remember that, Richie?
Yeah.
I used to play that audio, too. I can't remember that.
In this Sterling Brown case, I don't understand
this
why...
This is damnable. This is outrageous.
I don't get why he was tased at all. The body cam footage shows he didn't do anything aggressive. He didn't resist arrest. He didn't do anything wrong. They wrote him a ticket because he double parked into a handicap spot. That's what his crime was. So how do you end up getting tased for that?
Well, I think the cop, you know, I haven't seen all the vid. I was just watching it this morning, but it was right out of the chute, though. The guy, I mean, I'm not sure. I think we have a problem on both ends on this one. Although the cop seemed to be very aggressive about it. I mean, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You're in a
What's the problem on his end, other than the double park? And then
right,
handy,
exactly.
And
who cares?
Right,
it's
what's
in the middle
problem?
Of the night.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, you got nothing better to do. You two flat-footed morons driving around in a car, and you got nothing better to do.
How do you chase this guy down?
No.
I get that. I mean, I'm saying that they're a little bit over the line there.
A little bit.
Really,
all right.
How do you get tased while you're getting a parking ticket? That's all I want to know.
Yeah,
How does that happen?
How's it
right? I only saw the first part of the video,
Richie,
so I think
could,
the cops
you,
are.
You could wonder about it because if there wasn't the video, you could speculate. You know, the guy was wising off to them and yada yada.
Well,
the video clearly.
Well, how do you figure that? The cop isn't cool. Either. I mean, why can't we have blame on both sides here? I don't understand.
Well, why can't we?
Look, let me explain it to you. I saw when the guy comes out, had it been me, and I was parked in across two handicap things, and I would come out and the cop would go, you know, what's going on? And I go, what's up? You know exactly what's up. And there's where he went off the rails immediately right there, because the guy is in the cop's face, not nastily, but he's going like, what? He knows exactly what he did. I wouldn't have done that. I'm not excusing the cop because he looked like he was very aggressive, but this guy had attitude right out of the chute.
But every single person, and I think, Doug, you'll agree with this, every single person in the history of automobiles while getting a parking ticket yells at the cop. Why are you giving me a ticket? I just ran inside.
I got arrested for saying that to a cop.
Right. Right. So how do you end up getting tased, though, when this is something that happens to everybody? Not you. This guy's throwing around.
Remember Richie,
when I
went to jail for
that? Every single person does that. And it doesn't and it doesn't result in getting tased.
Yeah.
So how did this guy end up getting tased?
Because the cop was being overly aggressive.
If I were a cop, I would. And my brother is a cop and asked for a chest camera. He says, I want everything on camera. I want you to see what they do to me, what they say to me. Because if anything goes wrong, I don't want silent video. I don't want, you don't know. You just don't know.
Protect yourself.
By the way, the don't tase me bro guy, he got tased because he kept interrupting Senator then John Kerry. And asking him about Yale's Skull and Bone Society, and they asked him to leave, and he wouldn't, so then they tased
him. Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
Well, who was the mother who was running around? I'm sure it was a Philadelphia basketball player. Mother said, don't mess with me.
Yeah, don't you remember that? With that stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
I do. She was probably, it was What's-His-Face's from Philly, his mom.
Yeah, it was. Okay, enough of the moldy oldies. We'll get back another moment or two here for, we've talked about as much sports as we need to probably. A couple of other items of interest, though, on the top 10 list from Talkers Magazine, 46 past the hour. Here's the deal of the weekend for the weekend only. That is from now until the end of the day, Memorial Day, Calotren, Calotren. The number one best choice for weight loss because of what the main ingredient, the active ingredient is. Understanding your body is very important. Hopefully you've understood from the time you took 8th or 9th grade biology what collagen is, C-O-L-L-A-G-E-N. Collagen is what 20% of your body is made from or of. It's not a good sentence because it ends with a preposition, but your body is mostly collagen, and the way the collagen works to plump up your skin, also to support your bones, it's very important to your body. And when you get into your 20s, you start to decline. That's when you start gaining weight. And so adding collagen helps to stimulate your body's ability to function the way that it did when you were young and in great shape. And that's why this stuff is so fabulous. So for this weekend only at toploss.com, you get 6 bottles for the price of 3. How's that for a benefit? Right. 3 bottles is the normal deal, but now you get 6 for the price of 3. Get on the weight loss program that everybody is talking about, something that really works and is all natural. Calotren. Go to toploss.com. Use promo code DJV and lose that weight. And call them at 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-867-5677. But no matter how you get to them, get on this weight loss program and save now 50%. You get 6 bottles for the price of 3 at, you ready for this? You've gotten it all written down, right? You got it? Please go there. Help yourself at toploss.com, promo code DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
When you make a right turn in your car, you have to slow down a bit. But in Beaverton, Oregon, traffic lights were timed to go from yellow to red without taking into account the time it takes to slow down, as if drivers are expected to turn at full speed. A Swedish-born electrical engineer noticed the problem and analyzed all the lights in town. But when he shared his research with officials, their response was to fine him $500 for practicing engineering without a license. They were angry that anyone would question their traffic cameras, and they wanted the licensing revenue. If they looked through the lens of liberty, they would know the government works for us, and every citizen has the right to ask government to solve problems. Tell your officials that right does not require a license.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Aha! 53 after the hour now. It's time for Movie Moments with Chuck Curry. Movie news, including the release of the new Star Wars movie, Solo, before he was solo. He was really solo. He was all by himself except for Chewbacca. And then the other, Landau Carlesian, or whatever his name is, shows up in this movie too, right?
He does. He was played by Billy Dee Williams, actor named Donald Glover plays him. Does a really good job, actually.
He's the guy who was in the show Atlanta, I believe, if I remember
correctly. He's also known as Childish Gambino, the rapper singer.
Okay. All right, so Chucker, you went to see Solo last night. What's your review?
I thought for the most part it was pretty enjoyable. It's not a perfect film. I could see where there's probably was some issues in the editing room. Ron Howard came aboard and reshot 80% of the film. Primarily, this is more lighthearted than most of the other Star Wars movies. It plays like a space western, has a lot of twists and turns and a heist. plot line. I think for a lot of people, the movie will be judged by the performance of the actor named Aiden and Ehrenreich, who plays Han Solo. And I gotta say, to much to my surprise, I really liked him. I didn't really think about Harrison Ford very much the moment he comes on screen. He's different. He's more slightly built than Harrison Ford, but I just accepted that this is a different actor playing a role at a much younger age. Actually, not that much younger. Actually, 12 years younger, I think, than Harrison Ford did in the original film. But it answers some interesting stuff. One, how Han Solo got his name. Obviously, I'm not going to give it away. I thought that was really cool. First meeting with Chewbacca, his first pairing with Lando Calrissian, and the first time he flies the Millennium Falcon. So I think the movie has some really cool stuff. The cast is really good. Woody Harrelson, always good in movies, yeah. Plays a major role in this movie. And Emilia Clarke, who is primarily known for Game of Thrones, I thought she was pretty appealing in this film. I give it a 7 out of 10. It has some lumpy storytelling in the middle portion, but overall, I thought it was very enjoyable. And the cast chemistry, I thought was really, really good. And when the movie ended, I wanted to see more. Of this young Han Solo.
So where do they go with this? What's the next movie? What do they do with this now that they've done this?
With Han Solo? I think if it makes money, they'll make another one with the same cast.
Really? Well, it'll make money. It's guaranteed. It's like a printing press.
Wait a minute, I need a dance card to tell all the Star Wars movies. What other prequels have been made, and does this mesh or merge with them, or is this even before those?
This is before those.
Well, it's before those. But the thing about this film, I think it's interchangeable in terms of the overall universe. You don't have to see this movie to mesh with the other Star Wars movies. It's sort of just what the Disney studio, now that it took over the property from Lucasfilms, is going to do. There's going to be a bunch of spin-off and sidetrack movies with minor characters and major characters. So I think for the most part this movie works, and I think the fan base will be entertained, let's put it that way.
So here's an example of where the writers really make their money and why they deserve a lot of money, because you've got to really work hard now to come up with a good storyline, a good plot that people are going to find different enough to want to go see. That's the challenge of doing all this. A lot of people don't give credit or understand these ideas that come from, in this circumstance, probably 12 or 14 writers in a room, and they're working for months and months and months to come up with a script that will actually make some sense. This is one of the biggest jobs. My son's involved in this now, and I can see how difficult it is. He and his writing partner worked for years and years and years before they got anything actually made.
Right.
And it takes
First you got to come up with a storyline, and then you got to write dialogue. And the dialogue, the storyline or the plot point is probably the easier part. It's writing the dialogue to move the story along on paper and storyboard it. I mean, you're right. It's very, very difficult.
Does George Lucas have a whole lot of say in this?
No, he does not. I don't think he had. Other than his company name, Lucasfilms. On the credits, which gets a major credit, obviously.
He has to say, whatever he has to say, it was blunted by a $4 billion check from Disney to buy out.
Yeah.
See you later. All right, Chucker. Weekend, Elle Fanning is in Mary Shelley. What do you know about that?
I don't know much about it, I got to be honest with you. I'm solely focused on Solo. I think that's primarily going to be an art house release.
It's a tough weekend to open a movie.
It is.
And so I haven't seen. I've been in movies for a month. It's unusual for me. I want to go see Four Women in a Book Club. I do want to see that. And I want to see this show. It should be good. All right. Good weekend for the movies. There's a big rain here and there. It's Memorial Day weekend. Take your family to the movies and have a good old time. And then go get an ice cream at a nearby ice cream plant. Never mind the popcorn. Go get some good ice cream at an ice cream store. It's time of year for that stuff. Chucker and I are both in that business. Hi, Chucker.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.